Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is. And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral. No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello and welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast, a podcast determined to help you, the entrepreneur and business owner, have the best year ever. I am your host, Mark Ford, possibly the best kept business secret anywhere. And on this episode, I want to talk to you about something that will help you and it will help you differentiate yourself from your competitors. But first, a story. Are you sitting comfortably? A turkey was chatting with a bull. I would love to be able to get to the top of that tree, sighed the turkey, but I haven't got the energy. Well, why don't you nibble on my droppings, replied the bull. They're packed with nutrients. The turkey pecked at a lump of dung and found that it gave him enough strength to reach the lowest branch of the tree. The next day, after eating some more dung, he reached the second branch. And finally, after a fourth night, there he was, proudly perched at the top of the tree. Soon he was spotted by the farmer, who shot the turkey out of the tree. The moral of the story? Bullshit might get you to the top, but it won't keep you there. So, in this episode, I'm talking about how you can become an expert and not a bullshitter after a very quick message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
So, why is it so important to come across as an expert? Well, all roads seem to lead to the notion that the well-managed expert's business can win the business. People like to buy from an expert and not from a follower. And one accountant is better than another because the client thinks that he or she is. And actually, marketing is not a battle for the product, but for the mind of the customer. Here are some more examples of how and why most roads do seem to lead to this idea that it is the expert business and not just an expert that wins. Most professional service firms or experts think that their knowledge and their operations performance is more important than their skill or attitude, but they are wrong. Now, you probably know more than most in your chosen field if you read probably the key two texts in that field and understand them. Most people don't. Most experts are technicians and don't understand what people really buy. Most experts are technicians and don't understand what people really need from them. Most experts are technicians and don't understand what people really want from them. Most experts are technicians and don't understand the importance of a good bedside manner. Most experts are technicians and don't understand the importance of demonstrating the benefits, the proofs, or testimonials. Now, you should become an expert. Become an expert in the world that you work in. You see, the reason why is because people hate buying from a follower or an also-ran, but they love buying from an expert. Whether you're an accountant, a homeopath, a plumber, a gas fitter, a car expert, you can become the expert business in your market. And because everybody will know and importantly see you as the expert, They'll ask you to do the work and they will pay a premium price. So, what does an expert really do? One, an expert focuses. They have a focus on specific people, their target customers, who have specific problems and issues. Experts have their own 1 minute or 40 second intro, absolutely on the money and sorted. It's defined and it is focusing on the target clients and benefits to them. Number two, an expert writes. They write how-tos, white papers, research, surveys, articles, columns, books, 10 things to know about, impact of new legislation on whatever. Number three, an expert possesses a website, knowledge, a contacts list to absolutely die for. Number four, an expert knows, well, they know the movers and shakers, the influencers, the key people in their world, or at least they've got access to them. Number five, an expert speaks, and they speak at chamber events, networking events, workshops, seminars, business clubs, masterclasses, and so on. Now, apart from those five, there are probably another two additional underpinning concepts, really. An expert has an ology or a system. And an expert uses the power of testimonials, endorsements, and stories. Now, once you clarify your specialization, you can then walk and talk and write about it, using the same case studies or examples to confirm your expert status. Each element of an expert model supports the others. Experts present themselves in the position of authority or knowledge, and they tend to be seen as what some might call positioners. They present themselves as positioners, which is where they set out to adopt a specific position in the eyes of the customer, rather than prospectors, where prospectors are just chasing work and clients. The purpose of most expert activity is to command respect rather than hustle for business. Often, experts take probably what can be described as an education-based marketing approach to attracting brand new clients and customers. And this education includes giving away valuable information and advice rather than giving a sales pitch. The mindset of the successful expert is that their activity gets them the prospects that they want. They maintain their dignity and professionalism because they're not using heavy-handed sales techniques. They let interested parties come to them. It's a client pull stroke attraction approach. They are educating and showing people how their expertise can help. They establish credibility, and this recognition is a key driver in personal satisfaction. And they have a systematic approach for communicating and for delivering work, which means that they are not constantly reinventing the wheel. So, I want you to just stop. Just stop and think. And it's a very, very simple question, this. What is holding you back? Why do we need an expert model? Well, kind of put simply, most professional service firms make life very, very difficult for themselves. The really small ones have no idea how to run a business. They spend most of their time struggling to find clients. And the larger ones may be more successful, but also struggle to keep clients in an ever-changing world where the clients, competitors, and staff seems to be constantly changing their behaviour. So, when most firms in your industry look pretty similar, actually almost identical, then why should people bother to buy from you when they can buy from your competition? So here are some steps, 20 steps to becoming an expert. Number one, assess and outline your current expertise. Write it down. Number two, create your first draft focus and 1 minute or 40 second introduction. Number three, revise and agree your first draft focus and 1 minute introduction. Try it out on people. Does it pass the 13-year-old test? And by the 13-year-old test, I don't mean, is it 13 years old? It's whether a 13-year-old will understand it. Number four, audit. Who is the competition and what is their point of view? The amount of businesses that no longer do SWOT analysis and assume and think they know what their competition is actually doing is amazing. Number five, build on your own gaps and your own strengths. Really build on those strengths, but work even harder on your weaknesses. Number six, create your own point of view. I'm not saying be polarizing, but have a point of view and try and give it a slight fresh perspective on what other people are saying. Collect evidence, number seven. Collect evidence to support your point of view. Number eight, identify the patterns. Number nine, create, explain, and articulate a proprietary point of view. Number 10, create your system, the way that you do things. What is your process to get the best result for your customers and your clients? What is it? Work it out. Stick to it. Number 11, create and refine your final 1 minute introduction or your 40 second introduction. Use it for networking, your biographies, your brochures, your websites, and all your marketing literature. Number 12, create a white paper. Research stuff. Number 13, create a marketing kit. So that's everything that you have done that you can show people. Walk around it with it in your suitcase, in your bag, in your handbag, on your phone. Be able to email it to people at the drop of a hat. Number 14, write articles. Write how to do things. Write white papers. 15, have a professional photo shoot. It really winds me up when people think that their dad taking a picture of them in front of a bush is a professional photo. It's not. Go and get a professional photo shoot or a professional headshot. Number 16, have a look at your biography. Have a look at your brochures. Get the website in place as appropriate. Use that 1 minute introduction that you have already written on all of it. Number 17, get a showreel, get a brochure together, or whatever, again, is appropriate. Number 18, testimonials. Get them together. Number 19, have a look. Sort the brand. Get the right feeling that you want to be giving to other people. And we'll be talking about that in a future podcast. Number 20, look for opportunities to speak, get in print, network, publish, or in the media. I'm really passionate about this. And there are so many businesses out there that just think because they've got a degree or they've got some form of qualification that if you build it, they will come. Wrong. You just have to go to the front page of any website, of any Google search. I apologize. Any Google search. Go there. Type in local accountant. See how many accountants come up. Now, treat yourself as a 13-year-old. Go back to the 13-year-old theory. According to a 13-year-old, accountants do all the same things, don't they? The same way that when people choose a driving instructor, they all do the same thing, don't they? The same with a gas fitter, a plumber. You all do the same thing, don't you? Here's the news, is that your customers are choosing you in that exact way. Unless you have all these things in place to show that you are an expert, you are giving a competitive edge to your competitors. Become the expert. But most importantly, become the expert in your business. Until next time, have a great week. If you love the podcast, give us a review on iTunes. Really would appreciate it. Share it with some other of your business colleagues and let me know what you think. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.